Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Many students, teachers, and staff in Hillsborough County Schools will return to in-person classes on Monday. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports. In an emergency meeting this morning, the Hillsborough School Board voted 5-2 to reverse its previous decision to start the school year with 4 weeks of online-only classes.
Following a tumultuous week of judicial back and forth, board members convened early Friday to decide when Hillsborough County students would be allowed to return to classrooms. The choice was returned to the district after a Leon County judge lifted the stay on his order striking Tallahassee's mandate that all Florida public schools open in August. Board Attorney Jim Porter.
So the decision before you today is whether to do nothing and have the e-learning go into effect for the next 3 weeks or to take some sort of action based on a recommendation from the superintendent.
After hearing from a panel of medical experts on the safety of opening schools during the COVID-19 pandemic, the board voted to postpone in-person learning by 4 weeks on August 6th. At the time, neither Superintendent Addison Davis nor Florida Department of Health Hillsborough County Director Dr. Douglas Holt gave the board recommendations. The decision led to a threat from Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran to pull funding, then an announcement by Davis that schools would open after a week of online-only classes. But once the stay was lifted, plans automatically reverted to the board's August 6th vote.
As of right now, at 8:05 on Friday morning, the order's been lifted. What that means is your vote of August 6th is the vote that's left standing on the floor.
But with choice placed back into the hands of the district, Superintendent Davis made his recommendation Friday.
It was my recommendation as superintendent for the board to rescind their vote as of August 6th for the 4 weeks of e-learning.
After 30 minutes of public comment and an impassioned discussion among members, the board voted 5-2 to accept Davis's plan to allow parents to choose from in-person classes, e-learning, or Hillsborough Virtual School beginning Monday. According to Davis and the board members who supported him, the decision was largely based on a need for consistency for parents, the continued threat of losing nearly $200 million in state funding, and a new recommendation from Dr. Holt that schools were safer. Prior to the meeting, Holt wrote the board, stating, "Given the data that was presented on August 6, 2020, I believe the school board made an informed decision then, and given the noticeable improvement with the decline in new cases reported and percent positivity for tests on both a 14 and 7-day average, proceeding with the opening plan at this time is supported by the data." However, the doctors who recommended postponing in-person learning were not on hand to give testimony Friday, much to the ire of board member Tamara Schamberger.
My request to you was for you to get an update from the medical experts who gave an opinion. The six that gave an opinion, not to cherry pick the one who didn't give an opinion that fits your narrative. And so I still would like an update. Honestly, I'd be willing to stay here in this auditorium even alone if you'd like to get them on the phone.
Schamberger and Karen Perez were the only two Hillsborough school board members to vote against reopening in-person classes Monday. Despite Friday's decision, Superintendent Davis acknowledged that more difficult decisions will face the district and the board as students return. It's almost inevitable that positive COVID-19 cases would pull students and faculty from schools and force even more into quarantine. After just 1 week of in-person learning in Pinellas County, hundreds have been ordered to quarantine away from school for safety based on only a handful of positive cases.
We will make it sound good leadership decision for us to overall protect not only the school and in our students, but the community.
For WMNF, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
Creative Loafing is reporting that a leaked email accuses Superintendent Addison Davis of having illegal conversations with Hillsborough school board members about changing reopening plans. Davis's lawyer denies that Florida's Sunshine Law was violated. The number of newly reported coronavirus cases grew by more than 3,800 in the last day in Florida. That's down from peaks averaging nearly 12,000 daily cases a month ago. The Florida Department of Health reported 89 new deaths today and an overall total of 11,100 deaths. The positivity rate in testing in Florida has averaged below 10% over the past week. Health officials in North Carolina say 4 people at the Republican National Convention in Charlotte have tested positive for the coronavirus. Health officials say they were among the nearly 800 people tested who attended the event. County leaders say those 4 individuals were isolated and any known close contacts were notified and issued quarantine instructions. The Charlotte Observer reports the disclosures come after county health officials raised concerns about a lack of social distancing and mask wearing. The public health director has said the convention posed no infection risk for the greater Charlotte area. The Wisconsin Senate plans to meet in a special session on Monday to discuss police reform in the wake of the police shooting Jacob Blake. Tonight, mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow, breezy with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.